not no need for smuchim, it's because there's no real, it's just a formal thing, it's a formality. According to the Rambam, that's why gerus also would not require a smuchim, according to the Rambam's opinion, because smicha, as my Rebbe said in Hora, again, to go back to the Lashon Shiri Harav, smicha is in Hora, not in Bezdin, and therefore, when it's a Bezdin, which is not necessarily involved in a Hora, you need three, all right, it doesn't have to be three smuchim. Adkan. Oh, fine. Good. This, of course, is the opinion of the Rambam, as my Rebbe explained it. Of course, this is assuming this is assuming his whole approach. His whole approach. Now, he liked me. He quoted the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Or Sameach had quoted, and there is a slight problem here, which we have to, you're not allowed to be oblivious to problems in a particular pshat. You always have to try to, you know, tackle the problems head on. Like as we know in explaining pshat and gemaras, each parish will have certain problems, and they have to pick the lesser of the two sets of problems. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be problem free. It's the nature of pshat and gemara. There's a problem. This problem is raised by, among others, by Rav Jolti in his Mishnas Yavetz. He says he doesn't understand. How can it could be he didn't have the Rabbeinu Chananel. He wasn't always printed on the side of the page. He was a pretty big bucky, and he knew a lot of things. He's assuming it's a double portion that the Rabbi Akiva ben Raviku says that the rice of Chad Nami Kosher is a head goat. That's what the Ran said. The Ran said, tried even in the Rambam that way. They didn't quote the Ran. But they have an interesting proof that Rav Jolti brings. Look at the Gemara. It's a problem. It really is a problem. What's the Gemara saying? Let's read the Gemara together. Gimel Amad Aleph. Rav Acha Bar De Ravik Omar Midoraisa Chad Nami Kosher. Tzedek Tishmanam Yisech. Elev Hashem Yoshvei Kronos. Frek the Gemara. Otu Betlosim Midohavi Yoshvei Kronos. Answer the Gemara. He Evshad the Lesbu Chad the Gomer. Three guys. So one is going to be a Gomer. So, very nice. If we're talking about Hebiotos, people who don't have smicha, Ishri Pishat Moshe Rabbeinu, understand very well that, okay, by law of averages, there's three guys there, one of them is going to be a Gomer. Frankly, if you ask me, I know enough people, you take three people at random in the street, none of them is going to be a Gomer. You know that as well as I do. But somehow or other, maybe in the ancient times, there are three guys, by law of averages, one is going to be a Gomer. Know what's going on. Okay, mainly we can somehow live with that. But if you learn the pshat, I made a mistake. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, does the Mishnas Yavetz, the Sin and Dalet Oz Dalet. He quotes the Ran, that the Ran said in Abgimel, the Bemasa Bidoraisa, Chad Kosher Bidoraisa Ben Hedjit Ben Mumcha Koma, who the Gomer, who doesn't say Elohim, who said so, the Ramban and the Ramban. And the Rashi Dav Hey. So he understands that the Rambam also holds enough to be have one head, except against Rabbeinu Chananel, against Yoros Ameach, against the Nesivis, who all say the Rambam against me, against the Chiddush Yoran. Yeah. He quotes the Machlokas. But then he says like this, Tzorech Yil Neshikdus Arach, the Chad Kosher within Imamenes will be Torah's Bezdin. Oh. One second. Let's go slow. Get it straight. Oh, here it is. It's the Ran's kasha. Uman de beforish the midorais achad kasha v'hu de mumche. Rabbi Nachanal kasha le. By the amina begemara the begimel he evshet the less v'uchad the gomer. V'i mumche v'inon v'ada ika tuva the logim miri kolomad lo havi mumche nadka. Whoa. The Ran's kasha, but the Ran is not really the Ran, but someone of that stature, right, from the Rishonim. He has a kasha. How can you say you have three guys and possible that one shouldn't be a what? If one shouldn't be somewhat learned, new. Maybe in those days, we're not a learned people. But there shouldn't even be one who has smicha ish v'piyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the Gemara mean? That's the kasha. What's pshat in the Gemara? It has to be an answer to this kasha, right? So he has, so far there's no answer. I don't even see an answer here in Mishnah Yavetz, an answer to this tremendous kasha that the Chiddush Yaron asks against the Rabbeinu Chananel without mentioning his name. What's pshat in this Gemara? Okay, what's pshat in the Gemara? Oh. So this is, let's go slow. Look what he writes. It's very important to understand. Where the Ran gathered according to the Rambam, even the Hedrin is good. Perik Beis Halacha Yud. Look at this. Look at the words. We know the words. We've seen it so many times already. Afal pi shen bez and pavos mi gimel mutu liyecha lodom en atorah. Shenema, b'tzedek tishvonam yisecha. What do you see? Chad HaMikosher is not b'toras bezdin. There's no bezdin less than three. Elohu din miyucha d'chad kosher b'din imamas. Lo odiv psak shal din imamas y'psiske yisa v'heta. Woo! Familiar, right? The Kso said it. The Nesiva said it. My Rebbe said it. So he says it as well. The Kevin Shekain who lo tzorach liyo samuch elarak gomir. Kemo v'piske yisa v'heta. Shalot Sarach Leo Samach Ale Rak Gomir. Here he's a, how should we put it nicely? He's a koifer in my Rebbe's Torah. My Rebbe said that Smicha is a Din Horah. He can't believe that. That's out of his radar. That's out of his range. Lo Adas. How can it be? How's it possible to say such a, forgive the expression, crazy thing that Smicha is a Din Horah? To Paskin the Shalon Yalav Yavo. Oh, on pots and pans. You don't need smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Come on, it's ridiculous. So then he goes on. Once you deny my Rabbi's Torah, smicha didn't know. Look what follows next. If he said nimtza the shita Rabbeinu Chananel, the chad the kosher who rak samuch him came mucha the mikra the tzedek tishvul amasechel the meidim the bedinim amenus gam al yochad yesh Torahs bezin v'al kenu tzorach the osamuch. The Torah is based on the Sumer, the opposite of my Rebbe. Everything the Rebbe said is Zilbas Ibcha. But my Rebbe was assuming that what? That Smicha did in the Horah. It's this whole Yisod, the whole first Shia is about this. He can't believe it. How's it possible to assume it for a split second? Such a crazy notion that you need Smicha for Horah. There must be, therefore, that Smicha is a din in Bezdin. So one is considered to be a Bezdin if he has Smicha. Naf Kamina Fo Dob Afonov. But the Rambam writes in Perek Hey, Yochet Shumum Chol Rav Ma'af Bishu Dandi Nimamnes Yochet Dechidi Eino Da B'Fon Avoda. No, so we're stuck. So the Rach is going to be against the Rambam. It's hard to believe. Next question is, how can it be according to the Rach Chad Kosher Dini Mamnes? It's B'Torah's Bezdin. It says Chad Nami Kosher Hold Shnayim Shadonu Dineyim Din. What about Bezdin Shok? Okay, so what's with that? We're not going to the Bezdin Shogel part right now. We'll get to it a little bit later. But this is Rav Zsolti's Mahalach, 180 degrees opposite from what my Rebbe said. Now, my Rebbe tried to bring a raya for the Rambam himself that Smicha is a din in Horah, but it's really based upon a Gemara. It's a see tricky. So my Rebbe just made an assumption without even, you know, just really proving it, and we'll see why his assumption is somewhat questionable. The Gemara is over here on the Hayam and Aleph. On Hayam and Aleph. A concept which is called Nikitas Rishus. With me? Nikitna Rishusa. Someone says this is Nokate Rishus. Right? From the Bengalusa, I think it's the way you get Rishus. So the Gemara describes as my Rishus, the last few narrow lines. Gemara says it there. Yore, Yodin, Yodin, Yata Bechoras, Yatir. And then later on, it's what? Yore, yore, yon, yon, yate, b'choros, al yate. So there could be different rishus given. I already read the Rambam to understand that this itself is smicha. And here's a question whether that reading is correct or not correct. This is on the Ma'am Makomis. Somebody has a Rambam in front of them or access to a Rambam. No, my brother, computer, or this or that. This is the Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. Rebbe just sort of assumed it. And I read it again. I wasn't so sure it's correct. Clearly, Rav Zsolti wouldn't hold it's correct. We see Perek Dalet Halacha Ches together. Watch this. So yes, it's true that the Rambam starts talking about Smicha. smicha. Right? If you look carefully, the whole parak, starting at the very beginning, from Aleph straight through, is about smicha. It goes into halacha vav, smicha has been Eretz Yisrael, right? Zion is not smicha. But now watch the ches. How do you read ches? Ever look carefully inside? Every word counts. Okay, what did it say? David HaMelech said 30,000 smichas in one day. That's more than one. You have your smicha. So we shouldn't say we're the biggest yeshiva ever. I mean, it's 30,000 smichas in one day. How do they have room for the mesiba, for all the parents, and how they march, how they do it exactly? The logistical issues with them, whether they take care of somewhere else. Okay. V'yesh lehem limnos l'chol ech l'chol ma'ashayir to l'dvarim yichidim v'ushiyal roi l'chol advar. Notice the Rambam changed the text from smichim to limanos to a point. Ketzad chocham mufla sheroi l'horos b'chol ha'tor v'kul yesh lebezit lismach also v'itil lo rishus l'odom lo l'horos v'isur v'heter. That's one possibility. Okay, give smicha to pass the Torahs, not yisavet. Oh, catch us now. Yitnu lo rishus lahoras bisavetet lo ladun dine mamas. Or yitnu lo rishus lezev lezev av lo ladun dine knosis. O ladun dine knosis av lo lahatir b'choras b'muman. O yitnu lo rishus lahatir nedorim bilvad or liras ksomim. Rebbe understood the Rambam that the entire Rambam is talking about smicha. It's chil about itself. If that's the case, he's 100% proof that he's right. Why? It says there's a smicha for ksamim, milchus nida, there's a smicha for yisav heter, etc., etc. There's no doubt that those who disagree and say that smicha, there's no such thing as smicha for hora. Smicha is only for din bezdin. It's a Tosas held. Tosas held that you need smicha for bezdin, for example, by giyur. Even though there's no not necessarily any particular hora when you dunk in front of the bezdin. So what do the Gemara of Haman Aleph? They're going to say, wait a minute, smicha l'chud and rishus l'chud, minu l'chud. And the words of the Rambam can easily be read in that fashion. You look carefully at every word. Where's the word smicha found in halacha ches? Comes to monetary matters, right? The yeshivah is a lismach also v'litin l'rishus l'odin. Right? O yitnu l'rishus l'horos. Didn't say smicha l'horos. So those who oppose my Rebbe will say he never said smicha l'horos. Rishus l'horos. Smicha l'horos are a contradiction. Can't be. No smicha for Isa Veheta. Look weiter. Further on, it says no, the word smicha is not found anywhere to the rest of halacha ches at all. Zero. You only find it explicitly with respect to dine mamonos, bezdin. That's what the other position will maintain. Okay, so I'm a big fan of my Rebbe, as you well know, but I have to present the other position too. That's what my Rebbe would want. He always used to put it. But exhaust all logical possibilities. They have to go through the various possibilities. He had his shtickle Torah. This says loud and clear. Speaks in the raw. His proof is in this Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't really prove it because you can understand the Rambam differently. The Rebbe understood the entire halacha ches is smicha. I mean, it does make some sense because the Aleph through Zion is all smicha, right? And, there are all the kinds of halachas of smicha over here, you know, even afterwards. But at the same time, you don't find the word smicha in the specific context of ksamim and other Yisur Veheter ideas. It's just not there, to be honest. It's not there. Anyway, this is what my Rebbe said, and there's an opposition. And here, there's a big problem. There's a problem, and this is discussed in the various Sifrei Arav, okay? And that is the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Rabbi said 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. That's time to do tshuva, Rabbi said. Time to do tshuva. But it's time to do tshuva, We're holding now, and they enter into the last half of Elul. Right, today's the midpoint of Elul. Elul has 29 days. Today's the 15th day of Elul. So I guess we already passed the whole night, so we're already in the second half of Elul, if you want to be technical. Alright, mathematically. Time to read the Tshuva. The Or HaChaim, this parasha says, Yerach Yomim is a reference to Chodesh Elul, a month of the Tshuva. This is the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, our topic, on Afchapeim and Beis. Some of the Rishonim refer to it over here. And what does the Gemara from Rosh Hashanah Chapeim and Beis say? The idea of a Yochid Mumche, we know what Yochid Mumche means. Yochid Mumche is on Afheim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Mumche l'rabim, don't have feel the Yechidi. And there's a question what that means. Take a look over here on Afheim and Aleph and the Tosis, the top Tosis towards the very end. That's what they call this Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chapeim and Beis. Miu Kasha. The peg who bears the Rosh Hashanah of Ham and Beis, Mashma, Dimin Dor Raisa, Kama, the Mumcha, the Rabin, Don Bi Yechidi. The Tanan, Hosan, Ein a Yochid Neman, Al Piatzmo. When we first speak of all, it's just the Misti, the Lotem of the Neman, meaning to have a Yochid Mumcha, the Hocha. Okay, Uporich, Beimach and Ami, the Mashani, Ein Locha Mumcha, Yosim, Moshe Rabbeinu. He made Rabbana, my Maestim, Moshe. We're not going to the Tosfos Kasha right now. What do you see? Is a Havamina that a Yochid Mumcha can work for Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh. Get an impression from here that it has the status of a Bezin. He clearly needs a Bezin for Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Gemara's Havamina that there could be a Yochid Mumcha that can work for Kiddush HaChodesh goes against my Rebbe's whole Mahalach. The right to Rav Zsolti's Mahalach. Zsolti said, Pshat, that Yochid Mumcha works as a Bezin. Rabbi's whole malach was no, it's only a din in horah. It's a din in horah. What's the havamina that it could work for Kiddush HaChodesh? So, my plain balabos, I wanted to suggest only a havamina. No. That's a wake up. It's a havamina. The maskot is exactly, it's not true for that very reason. The havamina was maybe it's the status of a bezdin. The maskot, it's not true because it's a din of horah. I would have been satisfied with that. I'm a plain Jew. But you know, the briskers, they're not. They are more concerned with Havaminas than I am as a general rule. So I saw Rav Shech the Shalita discusses it in the Sefer, Eretz HaTzvi, okay, on page Reish Lamed Aleph. I mean, it's presumably quoted from the Rav himself. This whole thing's from the Rav, right? Except for a few footnotes. Okay. Look what he says. Brilliant. This is a Reish Lamed Aleph. Mara says, again, you might have said, Moshe's enough. No, you need Aaron. You see from the Gemara, like the Ramban is right. Of course, the Ramban Shita. The Mumcha L'Rav didn't bez the Nolov. Why the Ramban? Because the Ramban is opposite from the Rambam in many ways. Yochid Mumcha is good enough to for Kabbalah's Eidus. I think things of this nature, the Ramban seems to be holding that the Yochid Mumcha has the status of a bez din. That's where he attributes it to the Ramban. Oh, that's a kash. That's a kash. Says the Rav like this: as the Gemara in Brachos Sabbat Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva Hayama Aber Shonim VeKoveh Chadasha B'Chutz Loretz. Why? Shloni Niach Kamoso Beretz Yisrael. What do you see from that? The Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanah, it has to be an Eretz Yisrael Dafka, not Eretz Yisrael, but Torah's Eretz Yisrael. What's the pshat? Kiddush HaChodesh is Nimsa L'Klal Yisrael Kulo. And when Sanhedrin declares a month or a year, Uber or not, it's not B'Torah's Bez Nagodol, the legislative body, rather, as representatives of the Tzibur. The whole kuntus of Kiddush HaChodesh that my Rebbe has, which is printed in the Kovas of the Shetor. Oh, why did Eretz Yisrael Dafka? Because the Rabbi writes famously in Pirush Mishnayos in the fourth tribe of Bechoros. The reason is only to be in Eretz Yisrael, because B'nai Eretz Yisrael and Ikron Kol, more in Horius, the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Osam Kol HaKol. There's only 10 people there. depends what he calls, not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael of Trumas and Maitzris, but what the Rabbi called once Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ikarin of Klal Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael. Neiler Abosai Sanhedrin is called Das Atzibur for Kiddush HaChodesh because they could only Hador. Oh, we understand very well. What is a Gadol Hador? Shloinia Kamos of Eretz Yisrael. He could have been Kaddish and Abi Mechutz Soretz because the Gadol Hador Mamish Tomin Chashiva Dat of Das Atzibur Afilu Eina Omen of Eretz Yisrael. No, first not Chad B'Dor HaMavish, you need Eretz Yisrael. But Chad B'Dor HaMavish, you're going to be a Kibbutz, and yet come also, or it, you can even do it in the Chutzot. Oh, that's the Gemara in Baruch HaSamachim. Oy Bazoi, if so, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Hava, I mean it was, Mum Chol Rabim, to be Mekadosh Levado, why? It doesn't mean Stam Mum Chol Rabim. It means a Mum Chol Rabim, that's going to be a Kibbutz. Now, how do you know that's what the Gemara means? Because the Gemara this proves for Moshe Rabbeinu. What comes to Moshe Rabbeinu for? Moshe Rabbeinu is only near Chemosa, obviously, not in any generation. It's one of the Gimli Kremuna. Right? Lo kom no Yisrael, Kemosha Posk and Chumash. Ram makes a big deal out of it, not before, not after. Oh, it's marks like this. Some like Rabbi Akiva, it's enough to do it by himself. Yeah, I need to come ash from the Mishnah. It's not true. Why? The dog mum chorab greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? It doesn't mean some mum chorab stopped in the moment. No, like Rabbi Akiva, Chad Bidora. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chad Bidora. So there's no raya from Yitzhak Ramban and Subas who suggests that a yochid mum chastam has a deliver bezin. No. We're talking about a different kind of mum chorab completely. Aye, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Brisa of Mum Chol Rabim Adinim Amenis. Lav Davka, if you look in the Chiddush Yeran and Sanhedrin Av Hei, he seems to say, not an exact comparison, Rabosai. Ad Kan, how the Rebbe refuted that proof from what we call the Hava Mina in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, on Davka Hei Amen Beis. That's what my Rebbe said. However, once again, we have to give other opinions. We don't. That's what the Rebbe would want. I'm going to read you now something from Rav Shach. Yes, sir.
So, if Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShanah can be done in Chutz La'aretz, if the Torah stas kakahol, why can't it be halted then in Chutz La'aretz? When the beginning of Simcha?
The answer, I believe, is as follows. The answer is that when Rabbi Akiva left Eretz Yisrael where he got a smicha and went to Chutz La'aretz for whatever, ran away from the Romans or whatever it was, and lo hiniach kamos of Eretz Yisrael, so his status as a not only as a samuch but as the god of Hador was still intact. There was no one left like him in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the status which he had achieved initially as a samuch and now that he became the god of Hador lo hiniach kamos is maintained even if he happens to be setting foot on foreign soil, right? But the institution of smicha as such, that requires a beginning, and then that requires klaisol. Yosef is suggesting, what if there be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael? None. So the Rambam writes famously, chalila v'chas, yor chalila kel lachshav azeh, there be no yantif. No yantif. So Rambam writes, perish. Mitzvah kufnun gimel. No Jews in Israel, there be no yantif. That's it. No Rosh Chodesh, no Pesach, no Rosh Hashanah. That's what he writes. Chalila l'keil, to think about it, that's what he writes. As a doomsday scenario. Right? Why? But now lo niach kamosa. It doesn't always apply. It only applies if the status was already conferred. It's maintained. Not that you can start it from scratch. That's why Rambam says, if you want to recreate smicha, that's been our strong. What about no one there will make smicha in New York? No, it doesn't work. You can't. That's what he had. Rav Shach, Avi Ezri, said something. And I saw it quoted not only from Rav Shach. Rav Shach, of course, the leader of the, we'll call it the, what they call today, the Litvish Yeshiva Shevelt. He was the undisputed leader, Lo Hiniach Kamosa, no question about it. In his heyday, there was no second in command. He was the undisputed leader of that part of the world. And his shtickle Torah over here, you gotta love how gedolim from different parts of the world come from the same fundamental answer. He was Mechaven, one of the greatest Mefarshim on Choshen Mishpat, one of the greatest Sfarim ever written on Choshen Mishpat. I don't mean the one that are printed on the side of the page, it's very specific. I mean, you know, an outside Sefer. The Chidushei Harib, the first Gera Rebbe. If you think the Rebbe is a Chassidish HaTorah, many of the Rebbe's, including the Gera Rebbe's, would be Dorli Hador much, much. Sasemis, we know about his. He has three Sroman Shas. And the Rim has a Sefer on Choshen Mishpat, page and page, big fat Sefer. So the Chidushei Harib and Simon Gimel, and Rav Shach, who's. Say exactly the same thing, contra to everything we said until now. Contra. This is what he says. Amazing. No. According to Rav Acha, way to Rav Ika, it has to be a bezin. Against wherever. It has to be a bezin. Why? Very simple reason why. What's Rav Acha really coming to explain? The Mishnah. He's coming to explain our Mishnah, huh? What does the Mishnah say? Dine Mavres Mishloshe, Gzeres Chalos Mishloshe. This is clearly a Bezdin. We're talking about Sekhmet Sanhedrin over here. It's Posh, it has to be a Bezdin. So, right, I'll read you the words of Rav Shach in trying to explain and to prove his point. Look what he writes, he's talking about being against people. Look what he says. Tomeani, the paragraph Uma, you'll see it yourself on page Resh Pedang. Al Rashba, Kesav Mishnah, Kedush Yoran, everybody. Hold that the Rambam holds like a Vacha Breda Ravika. Everybody holds that way. Why are the only these three? He said, Chad Ami Kosher, Petzedek Tishman Ami Secha. Can you go against everybody? If you're Rav Shach, the answer is yes. He didn't know they had the Chidush HaRim on his side. Eichef Shalom HaKein. Lo Rav Acha, Reid Rav Ika, Sh'omed Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, Vadai Shalorak Sh'dinei Din, Ela Sh'gamu Nechshav LeBezdin. Has to be a Bezdin. Why? Din Hodah B'fonim Sh'avi Hodah. V'akofa B'fonim V'chakach Bo Edim V'nasa Hukza Kafra. And the Yochel Lach Zalitum Cholhani Tshichin Bezin Rav Acha Ber Ravika Yochel Harezeh Bezin. Why? What's the proof? I read his words, every word. She Rav Acha Ber Ravika Mefarish Shahamishna Dorish. Excuse me. Shahamishna Dorish Sanhedrin. Right? He's coming to explain our Mishnah. And the Mishnah took presumably talking about a Bezin. Shalachain Baudos Valvo Sagi Mishlosh El Yotos Mishum Shedvar Torah. I feel the Yochid Hedrit Sagi, may I quote the Tzedek Tishman Amisem. Shalonem Hashem Elohim. The Mishnah Yoshe Vekronos Tiknu Shevin et Shloshim. For our Mishnah, the Reish Sanhedrin, I really need Bezin, obviously. Mefurash Muchach, two words. Mefurash Muchach, twice. Shele Rav Acha Bede Rav Ika, Yochid Bezin Ho. Yoshe Vekronos required three, because Chad the Gomir. And Yochid Mumcha works, even though he's one person, he's considered to be a Bezdin. Whereas the Rambam writes explicitly, he's not a Bezdin. Halacha Yud Aleph. And Halacha Hey Halacha Yud Ches, Hodah is not a Hodah. According to Rav Acha, Rav Ika, he says, Vizet Tema Gedola B'Einai. Against everybody. Everybody he's against. We will see later how everyone's going to defend themselves against his Tema Gedola. Has to be away. Well, he says Chiddush and Chiddush Neira. He shares it with the Rim. Do we have a Rim in the Beis Medrash downstairs? The Shirim? Does anyone see it downstairs in the Beis Medrash? On Choshen Mishpat? Give a look. No, you can see it. Maybe it's there. Huh? Yeah, but Chiddush Shirim, they learn the Beis Yeshivas too. It's a classic saying. I'm sure the library has it, but maybe it's downstairs. If you don't have it, maybe tomorrow I'll get it from the library, but. Someone else who has it, I'll get it. When we talk, calls that near a bar, unbelievable shita. Sharamban posik, Krabi Abol Kerava. Shesova Kama said. Remember the Kesef Mishnah asked a question? Why did he pass like Rava? Borrow the Kula Talmud. Who's Rav Acha Ber Ravika? Rava! Says Rav Shach, you're right. He passed like Rava. Yeah, passed like Rava. Umin HaTorah Tzrichim Shloshim Mumchim. There are parashas called Zika. Velo him, Nehemar Gamal Odos Valvos. Avo Kol Zeh Lingen Chiu Bezit Bina Shloshim Mumchim Bidorais. Avo Inyan HaDin Lipsok HaDin Al Zeh LeMeidin Me'akro B'Tzedek Tishpunam Yisecha Sha'af Echad Don V'Zeh After Rabbi Abo. What do you say? Ain't it ended in stam? Not a bezdin, and it's not a din at all. Oh. So what do you see? So you need three. You need three. Less than three is not considered to be a bezdin at all. That's why in chutzlars we need shlichus sayim. That's one of the kashas we asked on Thursday. Why? He passed the Gabi. You want to be considered Bezdin? Even though you're not Mumchin? You need a Shlichu Sayo. Such a great shot. He's Tomea and the Rash for the Ran. Why didn't another shot like me? He says. Meredith. Meredith. Perish in the Rabbah. There's no Bezdin less than three. One could be done in a Torah. We did it so we need three. And before Shishil, Shabez, the Rash three. Lodon, the Divin Yechi, Echot. According to the way the Rashi from the Rambam, Shal the Rambam, what should he say? Should he say like this? Afal pishim in haTorah echad kosher. We did raise all from the three. The way the Rambam actually said, it sounds like we're right. Says Rav Shach. Bez we need three. Lodun it's enough to have one. We did raise all from even Lodun. We need three. By Riddick. What happened over here? What happened over here? When he says Ladun, presumably he means something along the lines of the Ktos. The Ladun means you're allowed to pass in a Shaila, even you're not a Bezdin. Presumably, although he doesn't spell it out in those so many words, presumably because it's like Yisuv Heter. That's what Rav Shach said on the next page, if you recall, the difference between Hodos, Falvos, and Xelos, and Chavolos, because a Bezdin. Ashe Ashir Elohim, they're passing on the Gavra. This Gavra is a quote Russia. We don't mean a Russia, you know, throw stones at him. Was everyone in Shul? No. Fitzdiku was a Tzadik, Rishir was a Russia. Right? Doesn't mean here. All it means, in this particular case, you happen to be a Russia. Doesn't mean you're the Ramban writes in Tomei Rosh Hashanah. Tzadik and Gibor Rishonim, it doesn't mean what kind of person you are. I mean, in this particular din, John Rosh Hashanah, you come out losing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So then, according to Rav Shach, what's the Kliya and Shmuel and Gemara? Meaning, if Kliya will plead that Echad should done is at least a Psach Halacha, so then being
Lulav and being Lulav, that's right. So let me read you what Rav Shach said. I read it a few before Kuzvi. Read it again, okay? I'm reading it again. Okay, listen very carefully. What does it say? It goes over here like this. Rabbo, Shama Shnaim Shadon, away the name Din. Yeah. Why? Mishum Takona. Mishum Takona. Alright, Mishum Takona. Now, so before Shabraisa, Tabdal of Hey, Dinamamas Mishlosha, Mum Cholarabim Dona Filu Yechidi, and Mum Cholarabim, who rocked the Indian Hadin. She says, not a Bezdin. Afilu hachi bein and shlosha emein and mumchin hrei mefurish sh'af l'inat l'fsok ha'din kamei yesh takana sh'bein and shlosha ay v'divar Torah echad hedjit gosher mikodim v'sin shmo esecha yonchum mumchad don yechidi. Yes, but a bezin lo choshuv, therefore sh'nayim sh'donu ein din ein din. It's not a din of a bezin. It's a bezin chotzah, but not as a status of a bezin. Would it work as a kind of a din on the level of the rice of the shur, the pshuto. Unless it's a best shovel problem, which we'll get to later on. But with the rabbonim, it's no good. You need to have three. Adkan, Rav Shach says. Give me what he says. You have to look at both sides. It's only fair. We believe discussing two sides of the issue. You have to discuss two sides of the issue. Now the question becomes, Rav Osai, what will we do with these kashas if we are talking to the Rav? You have to defend the Rav, the Rebbe. But the thing is, it's not really a kasha on the Rebbe. It's a kasha on the Nesivus, which I think I mentioned to you from the footnote. I'll read it for them. Read it again. This is a tremendous Talmud Chacham of Zimetrovsky, who writes fantastic stuff here in Siman Gimel. That's the following footnote. Yesha Tamar Rabbeinu, the Nesivus. He quotes from his father, Rav Shoshi, "Go and sleep." The Rambam already calls up the mutl la'achad echad lodom and atorim. Who me did very soft match yushlosha. According to Rabbeinu the Deceivers, came and she'echad haynu samuch. Him came, ma'al she'kos of the Rambam. Who me did very soft match yushlosha. Mash by the haynu gimel bumchin. Hare sagi gam be gimel ad yotos. It's tzorachi and gol. Because they're assuming pshat in the Rambam. The same person we're talking about at the beginning of the halacha, we're talking about at the end of the halacha. That's his kasha, which he has to answer with a tzarech and go. So how do you answer all these? These are tremendous kashas. There must be an answer to all these kashas. So let me give you what I want to think is a proper answer to all these kashas. Yeah. Rabbo says like this. We had the Ran's kasha against Rabbeinu Chanan. That's where it starts. We're talking about Malachi Malach, the Ran against the Rabbeinu Chanan, before my Rebbe, before the Nesivus, the Ran against Rabbeinu Chanan. How can it be that the one is a Samuch, and you can't have three guys without a Samuch? That was the Ran's Kasha. Bomb Shel Kasha. The Fiani is died, but you have to give the following answer. Following answer. Midoraisa, you need one samach. That's all. Midrabanan, they require three. But the three can be hedyotos. That's exactly what I'm trying to drive at. The Takan of Chazal was that Gimel Hadyotos work by Hodah Savos. Because with the Raisa, you don't need a Bezin at all. It's enough to have one to make what we call a Horah. That's Chazal. We had a whole Arichas. Rav Acha and Rav Ika distinguishes between Zelos and Chavos. So those are levels of the Raisa. Right. One needs a Bezin, one doesn't need a Bezin. Asher Hashin Elohim, Gzelis V'Chavos. Hodos, Avos, do not. So it comes out like this. When it comes to Gzelis and Chavolos, you require three mumchim, three smuchim, that's a Bezdin that's required. Oh. Comes along Rav Acha, Rav Ika says, no, it's enough to have one Samuch. One samach for Hodos and Avos. Hodos and Avos now require Rishas Agavra. So it's possible we call the Horah, Din. This is what many of the Sforam are saying. The Meiler of Osai, in Hodos and Avos, we don't require Bezn of Shlosha Mumchim, Chazam and Etakona, three Hedyotos. That's exactly what's happening over here. Since when it comes to Hodos and Avos, you don't need a Bezin of three Smuchim Midoraisa, as Rav Ravika said. So therefore, Chazal Midrabonon said it's enough to have three Hedyotos. Midrabonon. So that's the answer to Ran's Kasha. Ran asks, wait a second. What do you want to say? You need Midoraisa, one is enough. Smuchim, Chondorach. Because Yoshve Kronos, they don't want to have this in place. They made a takonis chachamim. Kanas Hachamim. So if I ask a kasha by three, the Noyosh Vekranas, at the Gemara, it's Chad the Gomer, not Chad the Samuch. No. But Rabbanan, they instituted a bed of Shlosha and Yotos, as long as one is Gomer, not one is Samuch. That's the end of the Rant Kasha against the Rabbeinu Chanana. Comes to the Chavodas, we need a bed of three Tzmuchim Midoraisa, Asher Shin Elohim, Rishon Sagavra, the din remains the same. When it comes to Hodol Tzavos, Midoraisa, it's enough to have one Samuch. Why? Why? We did Horah, right? Not as a Bezdin. So we understand this very, very well. That's what it means. Now, it's true, Rav Shach has the kash against everybody. How can they say Pshach that one is not a Bezdin, but it's against the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is based, and Rav Acha, Rav Beit Ravika has explained the Mishnah. The answer is the same answer. Yes, he's explained the Mishnah. Midoraisa chad nami kosher, not b'toras a bezdin. But since hodos and avos do not require bezdin of three smuchin, midoraisa, so chazam in a takana, it's enough to have three adyotos. The answer to all the questions is the same answer, which Rav Shach didn't want to accept, and the Rav Shimon didn't want to accept. But when the Gemara says, it's just, I agree, it's not like everything else, it's like a blanket, you pull it in one direction. Your toes are showing maybe a little bit. It's not the perfect shot in the Sukkot of Gemara, but I think that's how we can, it's certainly, I believe, a tenable shot. Let's chazer again. Till now we're assuming that you need midoraisa, three smuchim for everything. Takonos nidos delos by Eldos Eldos. Ravacha is a game changer. Everything's different. Midoraisa, chadami, kosher, what did Hadarach explain? One summer. What kind of is one summer we're saying in Apsha? It's not a best. It didn't hold wrong. Fine. The Rach, the Osameach, the Nesivis, my Rebbe, you all said the same thing in different words. Right? Not a Bezdin, it didn't hold wrong. Good. But what's Rav Acha coming to explain? He's coming to explain the Mishnah of Dinei Mamonos v'Shlosha, which is certainly the Bezdin. So you have to move some way. Oh. So the Gemara has like this. You're right. The Midoraisa Chadami is kosher. It's kosher. Rashi explained, Bodo v'Halvo, not by Gzeilas and Chavos. So when it comes to Gzeilas and Chavos, we need three smuchim. No way you can't budge. But once you talk about Bodo v'Halvo, it's enough to have one Bitar Soro, no Rishis Agavro. Now the Chazal say you have to have a Bezdin. Yes. The Rabboni need a Bezdin, for sure. For sure, you need a Bezdin. For sure, they're the best. When it comes to three, maybe they're all Yoshua Kronos? No. One is going to be a Gomer, not a Summer. What do you have to do with Rav Acha? Rav Acha is all about Chad, who's a Summer from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about three who would not have a Smicha. Well, what's the connection? Here's the connection. When you need three Smuchim with Oraisa, the Chacham weren't going to make any Takonis. Leave it the way it is. Rishon Sagavra, it's the only way out. When it comes to Hodos V'Halvos, we don't need Rishon Sagavra. So that's what's enough to have a one Samuch, Midoraisa, to Paskin B'Torah Sorah. We, Rabbanan, say, you need a Bezdin, but the Bezdin that we're going to allow in an area of Halacha, we don't need a Rishon Sagavra, where one is sufficient to Paskin Minatorah. When we require a Bezdin for it, will be enough to have three head yotos. Why not one head yot? After all, what with the rice of one sambach is enough. No, Yoshvei Kronos. You have three. One of them will be at least a gomir. This answers, I believe, all the kashas. Answers Rav Shach's kasha, answers the Nesivus' footnotes kasha, answers the Ron's kasha, and answers all the kasha, I believe. But it is a bit of a understanding. Gemara is not as smooth as we like it to be. Because Gemara is saying, Rav Acha, Rav Ravika, Chad Nami Kosher. We're saying Chad Nami Kosher means what? A Samuch. The Rach said it. The Osameach quoted it. The Nesiv said it on his own. My Rebbe made a big deal out of it. And yet at the same time, the three that are going to be Kosher are not three Smuchim, but three Adyotos. So what's the connection? So the connection has to be as follows. One more time. The Midoraisa, Xenos Mechavos require three Smuchim as a little hymn. We don't touch that. in Rishas Agav. Dos alvos, you see from what? From Chad Nami Kosher, B'Torah's Horah, not in Rishas Agavra, so it's fundamentally, conceptually different on the level of the Raisa. Now on the Rabbanim, the Sardin Institute, a bezin of 3, 4 hodos, valvos, it's enough to have 3 hodos. Akan Dvorai. I think this answers all the kashas that were asked, and this is what the Shach is going against the Rajba, Aran, Kesav Mishnah, there's going against the big people. So you have to defend them. This is my defense. That's my defense. I hope it's correct. I hope it's correct. I can't leave all these people hanging. Okay. Adkan. So far, Abosai, we've put forward all the possibilities. It's all on the table. And I gave you my spirited defense of my Rebbe's opinion, which is shared fundamentally by, I mean, not every last prat, but in terms of in the battle against the critics, his comrades in arms are the Rabbeinu Chananel, no less, right? And the Rajba, and some parts even the Ran, the Kitza. That's what I wanted to suggest. I have to tell you, when I was looking in the Masifta Gemara, they quoted another sefer which we quoted quite a bit last year, and the Chidushim of Rav Shmuel Razovsky, Zichrono Livracha, who, like Rav Shach, was a Rashiva in Ponovich, the contemporaries of Rosh Hashivas. He has some very beautiful things in his Svarim. And he said, you got to take the Ktzos with a grain of salt. You know the Ktzos? The Ktzos said that we can discuss monetary decisions the same as Issa Vehet. You paskin the chicken is treif, the chicken is kosher, you paskin Ruben El Shimon, Shimon El Ruben, etc., etc. Why? After all, you're passing on the person. You can't deny it. You can't say you're passing on inanimate money. Somebody Rebbe wanted to say it in brisket terminology. They're passing on money. Money. Money is no different than chicken. Shmuel says it doesn't work that way. Because the money is going to remain money. The question is it Reuven's pocket or Shimon's pocket? You can't just say I'm going to discuss money and not discuss a person. Tom is saying the chicken is either kosher or treif, not kosher or pockets. So he doesn't think it should be taken in the full literal sense. More than that, there are cases in which, or both sides, the person makes a mistake in a psak and dinim amenus, the psak stands, even in the case of a mistake. We may have seen some of the Gemaras over here about a toll. Person makes a mistake, whether the dinner exists, it doesn't exist. The reference is made to the Sugya on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Tov B'Shikol Adas, the din stands. Oh, on the one hand. But he turns around and says, wait a minute. Maybe the Ktzos's comparison is more apt than I thought. Because it's true. And when it comes to Dine Mavnus, you cannot say it's a pure psak on money having nothing to do with with the individuals who may or may not own the money. But you know what? Even when it comes to Iser Veheter, we shouldn't view the psak as a pure abstraction. My Rebbe said, and that's how it's explained in the Shiuri Harav, that all psakim and money are abstractions. Think about that. All psalm Issa Veheter are abstractions, pure abstractions. What does that mean? No? I have a shayla. I get the shayla all the time, right? What happened? I had a fleshik spoon, it went to a milchik pot. I'm not passing this fleshik spoon. I'm discussing the Yoredeya, the Chosposa Becholov. What's it in a particular, in abstract? Yeah, the abstraction happens to apply to this pot and this pan and this chicken with this spoon, whatever it may be. But the formal decision, my Rebbe said, is completely an abstraction. Completely abstraction. Rabbi Shmuel says not necessarily so. No. He gives an example. The famous Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin that says, Chochem she'osar ein chaver rashor lahatim. Once a shah is brought to one chacham, he said, Asr. Next chacham is not allowed to say it's mutter. Of course, the question becomes, Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why? Why not? The big dispute, why not? According to one opinion, the Ritzvah says over there, you know why? Shavye chaticha de yisura. The first chacham imposed upon the object, piece of meat, a chaticha de yisura. It's paraphrasing the famous Gemara of Shavye and Avshe chaticha de yisura. There's no an Avshe. Shavye chaticha de yisura. His psak is chal on that piece of meat. Not an abstraction. On that piece of meat. On that piece of meat. Shmuel tries to prove this from a shach. Simen chokei, sivkot, and yud tes. Doesn't really say what Shmuel says it says. What'll happen if there are three judges? Listen carefully. Three judges. Two agree with each other, but for different reasons. The one disagrees because he argues with both reasons. Are you with me now? I say there are two. I'm one judge. I say that Shimon wins the Din Torah. Let's say Kalman says that Reuven wins the Din Torah, and Nissan says that Reuven wins the Din Torah for two separate reasons. Comes out, since they disagree with each other's reasons, so Shimon should win. Why? Because for one reason, it's me and Nissan against Kalman. For the other reason, it's me and Kalman against Nissan. So Shimon wins. Even though two judges thought that the Reuven wins, but the Maaser Shimon wins. Follow me? Why? Because they're dealing with a particular monetary matter. The way Rav Shmuel quotes Rav Shach, which is not quite there, the claim is made that the same thing would be true if we're dealing about a piece of meat, a particular piece of meat, not an abstraction, one piece of meat. I think the meat is mutter. And my two colleagues say it's also for two different reasons. The meat's going to be mutter. Why? Same thing. Because when it comes to reason number one, it's me and Kalman against Nissan. The reason number two, me and Nissan against Kalman. So Mimela, the piece of meat is mutter. That's how he quotes in that shach. You look there, it doesn't quite say exactly that. But, again. I think I said it exactly backwards. Let me get one more time. I forgot to put the shach in front with me, so I can't say exactly what he says. Let me retract what I said. Say it a little bit differently. The way of Shmuel learned to chant in that shach. See, the reason I'm having to get a little confused because I didn't read it the same way he read it. That's why I don't have either of Shmuel or the shach in front of me. So I'm just talking a little bit harsh about that. I think it's like this. In the case of abstract isavet, in the case, so then what I just said until now would be correct. However, the way Rav Shmuel was asking us, trap, if we're talking about a specific monetary case or a specific case of a particular piece of meat, he says, in those cases, for carrot, the two would beat the one. Even though the two are going for two different reasons, because there they're passing on the person or on the piece. If we're discussing abstraction, then we would say they have to take two different reasons, they cannot combine with one another. Okay, that's how he understands. Sorry, it's a little bit confusing, but if you look at it, you'll see. But this vort of Rav Shmuel is against my Rebbe again. Because my Rebbe said, I'm going to use the chapter and verse of Osai, it's in Rav Shef, the Sefer, Eretz HaTzvi, page Reish Chav Ches. My Rebbe explained, no, it's not true. My Rebbe explained, here on page Reish Chav Ches, like this. He says that Hevdel Yisodi Yesh Beim Psak Bezin in Horos Chokha Bisa Vete. The Psak Bezin Chala Uvda Anochachit, but Horos Chokha, which the Psak Mokshot, abstract, Shim Yera Kach Vekach, Shidin Adin Kach Vekach, Ach ein hapsak chal al uv de zu shalafanenu bifratus. Quote of the Rav, never. It's always an abstraction. Never. And what in the world do you do with the Gemara about a Zara Dav Zayin? The Gemara says, Chocham She Osa Ein Chaveri Rashor Lahatir. That's exactly what Shmuel's Raya, that the Psak is Chal on a piece of meat. The answer, I believe, is it's going to be Machlo Vosir Rishonim. Some say it's on Mishim Kvot Chocham. You can't argue Nakazach. We'll be the other way around. Chocham Shehitir. Is Chaveri Rashor Lahatir? According to the Ritva, the answer is going to be yes. There's no Shabbat Hatikha de Peira. That's ridiculous. But according to the Ran and others, in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin, no. It's Kvodah Shel Chocham. And B'diyevet, even if Chocham Osar, and Chaveru Shelor Rashor Lahat is Matir anyway, it would be Chal. No such thing as Shabbat Hatikha de Yisur. It seems to me, Ani Akotin, this machlekes between of Shmuel and my Rebbe, depends upon the 2 days in this Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin, whether such a concept exists of Shabbat Hatikha de Yisur. Cain, Lira, Lee. Yes?
Even if it's Shem Kvod Chacham, the other principle of Shabbat and Nashri Chachikadei should also be right as on the piece of meat.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. How are you saying? We all know Shabbat and Nashri Chachikadei Surah. So, that's a separate din. You know, what the nature of that din is, you've ever learned the Sukkot and Ksubas, it's a very complicated issue, what's that based upon. I don't think it proves either way. It's a personal acceptance. I don't know if it's something that's even been nether. I don't want to go into the whole lumpness, which is not for now. I don't think it's going to prove the point definitively. In any event, about that, in any event. If there are three, even if you'll say that one is not pure Issa Veheter, it's not the same as three. For example, what will happen if there are people who don't know the din? That's not a rarity. You don't know the din. What do you do if you don't know the din? Three. I've been there. Three they on them. They have a Shvereshah. They don't know the din. What do you do? What would you do if you were in that situation? You were singing it in Torah. And you don't know. Says the Rambam, the person doesn't know, what do you do? What do we do when you kick it upstairs? So you kick it upstairs, he gets a big time of chacham to give you an answer. That's very nice, he gives you the answer. But who's passing the shayla? Formally, technically speaking, it's the three people who sat in the Din Torah. They're the ones who are paskening, even though the truth of the matter is that they're not, the answer came from somebody else, a bigger Talmud Chacham. Who's the one who forced them to follow the Psak? They, not the God that they asked in the telephone or something like that, or they wrote them a letter and wrote back. So there's a status of three. They're the ones who are as if they're taking the moment from Reuben and giving it to Shimon. We're holding out by the end of the last step of Elul, they're both saying. Shvi is very good, Mishnah Beis. Maise bezdin eino mishamit. Why? Says the Raman Pirish of Mishnayis. Dai de tzibu yadayim loseis. Kulo nichnas b'shus b'olof. The eino chum. It's like as if it's collected already. It's only by three. Wouldn't apply when it comes to one. Fine. Ad kan rabosai. This is the Yisod. Okay, rabosai? This is the Yisod. Any questions? But this will be completing finally this Indian, which is a very important Indian. It took us quite a while to get through it, but it's fundamental. But I have to say that I try to be open to different points of view. I didn't present the Shirim as my Rebbe would. He had his own strongly held opinions. I try to give you other opinions as well. And you know, Habocha Yivcha. Habocha Yivcha. Okay, fine. We spoke about the idea of Shlichus Sayo Kavdina. Now, it's important to understand just in terms of this is the opening Siman and Shulchan Aruch and Av Chosh and Nishma, Siman Aleph. When do we apply the principle of Shlichus Sayo Kavdina? When? Have to have two conditions. It has to be something which is shechiach, which is common, and something which involves kisor and kiss. You're losing money. Then Chazal felt compelled to institute shlichus sayim, as opposed to gzeilus v'chavolos. Not. Take a look over here on that gimel amud aleph. Post gimel amud aleph for both sides. Gimel amud aleph. Look carefully. Shlotino does b'fnei lovin. They instituted that you don't need, really midoraisa, you need to be smuchim. But in order to facilitate loans, they said you don't have to. Says Rashi, says Tarsus rather. Gzeilus v'chavolos uksubas isha v'rushus v'matonis v'chulu nami lo bin v'risha v'chakira. Yesh lo tino delas, yesh lo tino delas v'fnei gazlonim. See what's going on? You want to stop gazlonim. Otherwise, a guy will steal, and he's judgment proof, because you'll never get past the v'risha v'chakira test. Aye, if that's the case, lo niboy mumchim v'gzeilus v'chavolos, like a dolos v'chavolos. No, he says. Look what he said. Beautiful answer. Yeshloma, kavimum chelo shayach lemechash bei kmozeh lechashash of muetes odam nimna milahavos lechaverim. Any little excuse not to lend somebody your own money. Emlo yimse dayana bezumana legvos chovo. Ado gzeres vechavolos. Yodea hagazlan. She yitra chanigzal achar hamumche ad she yimse lodem hagazlan. The guy knows he gets $1 million. I will schlep to another part of the world to find a bezna mumchin in order to collect the money which was stolen from me. Fine. It goes to an issue about whether they're considered to be knossos, zelos v'chavos. We're not going into that right now. But I want to show you the Gemara about Bekama Peidah, which tells us what's the last six narrow lines. It says as follows. That's where the concept exists of shlichusayu, right? Shlichusayu, fine. Vim Toma. Here's where it gets really tacky. For Ashkan bekama duchtin sheyudonin bebovel gzeres v'chavolos, but bekama dafchav aleph. One example, Baba Kamal Ahmed Zayin, other Makomos. It's a tremendous kasha. How can you collect Zeres Chavos? It's against the Mefurish Gemara and Baba Kamal Pei Dalin. The Yesh Loma. The Bechol Hanu, Efshe Shadoch Kuseh Zeh, either the Tafsi, one grabbed the other one's money, or the Oma Akbe Ledina Beretz Yisrael, Kedisa Vesot Per Kamal De Baba Kamal, Tafte Zvon. In other words, you either by grabbing the money from you, or by forcing an appointment in Eretz Yisrael. That's how it was done. The Yesh Mefarshim. Dafka gzeilos al yedei chavolos kimo de mintzu betrei umachu ahadadi ad shetokev echad v'gozal es chaveru. We're having a fight. Fist fight. Well, I'm doing it. Hey, I'll pickpocket you. Hey, what's a fighting? I'll pickpocket you. Now you want to take me to Vintin Torah of the pickpocketing. That's the gzeh de chavolim. Chagav ne lo shchiach. Lo avin eshlichusay. But if it would be stam theft, unfortunately, Rabbi Nosein HaRabim, is shchiach, Rabosai. Wait a second, Rabosai. This new chiddush, that the only kinds of gzeilos which have the status of chavolos are gzeilos ayedei chavolos, which the Yesh Mefarshim say with respect to the issue of chutzlar shlichusayu, is that pshat in our Mishnah too? According to Yesh Mefarshim, for both sides, what does it say in the Mishnah? Dinim amenas b'shlosha, gzeilos v'chavolos b'shlosha. Do you mean only the gzeilos shayedei chavolos? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, how do you learn? Gzeilos v'chavolos are found in two places. Mishnah said Hanya Beis Amin Aleph. And Baba Kama, that paid out. If Baba Kama paid out, the Yesh Mefarshim saying Gzeilos means only Aydei Chavolos, not Stam Gzeilos. Why? Because Stam Gzeilos are Shchiach. What about over here, in our Mishnah? Does it also mean Gzeilos Aydei Chavolos only? Anybody know? Answer that question.
It can't be, because then that would be machlokas. There would be nachmi between Rav and Rav because Rav and Rav Ika can't hold of can't hold of that challenge.
So you are saying that it can't meet the Yesh Mefarshim can only say pshat in Baba Kama that way, but not in Sanhedrin that way. You're mechavet to the Marashah. Open to the Marashah, Rabosa. Marashah to the Marashah comes. Some yeshivas have to learn every Marashah. We're not holding them in such a madrega, but once in a while. Take a look. If you have my edition, it's right on top of page Dalit. The first Marashah, Gimel and Aleph. Quote our Tosfos, Yesh Mefarshim. What's Aloma? Zelos the chavos the nochat b'chol mokom b'talmud ikal leferushi yachik zel shdei chavos miu zelos v'chavos the kotayim b'masnisin the hocha the first line of Beis Amid Aleph from the second Sanhedrin no al korcho zelos v'chavos mamish kide amaliel zelos achsiv nikra v'al bayis el olhim chavos etc. Leferushi mashoch leferushi gemara as Yosef said that's basically what he said Yosef mechav into the marashoch. Does everyone agree to this? So, let's open the ketos. See, it's also in the Maamar Kamos. Ketos is Siman Aleph and Katan Gimel. Chazav Basma, Sifkat Yudal. Aber der Tos ist Kilku, wenn ihr nachher bekommst, wo? Darf ich gesehen, dass ich euch wollen, dass ihr den Ein Donnen? Darf ich gesehen, dass ihr euch wollen, dass ihr den Donnen? Wenn sehr das am Mechaber, schon kostet auf Stamm, den Donnen gesehen. So das Maas, das Kotten Yudalden, is explaining the Mechaber. What the Mechaber say in Sif, Sim Alam Sif Gimel? What does he say? Chay mi shagona v'gozal magvim imenu akeren bilvad. Says the Marashah, that's only Baba Kama Peidalev. But in the Mishnah, it's not that way. So he wants to know the Ksos. Sorav Beer. Why? Because mana Mishnah gzeles l'chudayu nami boi mumchin. But nowadays, Zeres lechudayu, lo boy mumchin. What's the lamb this part? Straight to prove in the Gemara. What's the lamb? You have to have explain it logically. Look what the Ketzar says. The Nira, listen carefully. The Ketzar says every word is gold. The vaday ni les delas the zeres haynu she yunal delas b'fnei osei avla. Im kain, b'zman ha-mishna da hayu mumchin ba'olam. Im kain, b'lav ha-chi yunal delas b'fnei ha-gazlanim. The moral roshon pen ve'ula yatriya chanigzal achim mumchin, as we saw in Tosfos, came in the Eish Elohim shof nevar somewhere in the world. For the chen lo hifkiyu din mumchin min agazlanim, aladavka mehodo salvos hifkiyu din mumchin, shlo yirotzim aluluvosim yatriyach achim mumchin, as we saw in Tosfos, aval et yodos in tzibakam, fine. Aval achsho, telek mumchin klal, in kain kadesh yuna al delat rufnei osei avlo, Hutzru Chazal lafkue legarmei den mumchim v'yukmu ladin ad yotos. This is the pshat in the Rosh and Sanhedrin Siman Aleph. I am Shom. And he found that the Chidushi Aran is exactly the same thing on the base and the base and the Rambans and the Chalkim and the Man Aleph, etc., etc. So it's a very logical distinction of Bosai. Beautiful distinction. It makes perfect sense of Bosai. Perfect sense. Perfect sense. Just wanted to point it out to you. It makes perfect sense. So it's not only Mukhach and the Gemara, but it's also eminently logical. It's interesting. Once we're open to the Marashah, we're open to the Marashah, let's look on the Maram for a moment. Maram, Rabbi Osei, on the same Tosis. Look carefully. There we go. Uh-huh. more slowly? Slowly. Ever seen a Maram? That's a shtickle long Maram, but I can read every single word, but yeah, everyone have the Maram? It's in the back of every Gemara. You have it on your computer then? Mm-hmm. For a computer, I don't mind. As long as it has it. You're also a computer account? Okay, if people prefer computers to Gemara, it's okay. Different generation. Fine. Let's go slow. Midivrei hatosus bedibur zeh. Okay, that's what we saw until now. That's true. It's all one reason. Avol lo mashma came to divrei Rashi the kamad afyut sof afyut gimel. Divrei maschul made in the neknosis v'chule. Let's keep one hand in the maram and one hand in Rashi. The bottom of your gimel and beis. Ask Rashi the made on the neknosis. What happens? What happened over here? Samchina le bishma, you no longer put your hand on his head as they did in Moshe and Yeshua. Korah le Rebbe, call him Rabbi. V'yava le Yeshua, so the man did neknosis. What's so special about that? Says Rashi. Elohim k'siv, Shmos Chav Beis. The mashma, dayane mumchin, v'ayinu smuchin, period. U'v'shar dinei ma'amina, says Rashi, lo be'inan mumchin. Kidukim de le beresh pirkan av beis and beis, mishum de ilas delas. The hechadik the lekan ilas delas. Kigon dalat shomrin ugzelos, daininan bebavel. Listen carefully, daininan bebavel. Afal gav the lekas muchin, the shlichusayu ko avdinan. But knas, you don't do it. Not shicha les bechazaran kiss. From Rashi, there's a clear impression that two did it. One is Nilas Delas, and one is Shlichus Zayim. Rashi addresses them successively, not as one unit. Go back to the Maram. What did the Maram say? The Bedine Knossus, being the Mumchin, Bashar the Imamanus, the Midi, the Shach Nilas Delas, Lo being the Mumchin, I feel the Beretz Israel. Well, the Midi, the Lo Shach Nilas Delas, Go with Dalat Shom, the Xelus, the Beretz Israel. Bin and Mumchin, Ugubov, Alafka, the Lekas Mumchin, Adina Shlichusai, Shad Shchich and Frankis. Can Masha Divya Rosh Bishmaitin, the Rosh here in our Sugya Simon Aleph, why? The Bosa Shekosa of Sugya the Shmaitin, the Bedine Mominus, Lobina Risha Bechakir, Vilo Mumchin, why? Neshal Tim and Elf of Lelovin. Kosa, the Rosh said. For what dynamic Subas Isha of Yerusha Sumatonus, Kosa, Aber gzeles vechavolus peina and mumchin udrisha vechakira uve perek achovo masik the komidi the shchichi avdina shchichusaya vechule vekama hasa the chavolus lo shchiach mashma de bechol sharmili shchichi afilu gzeles hilkach komidi bar mechavolus avdina shchichusaya lo boy mumchin kavrisha vechakira lo boy end quote mashma bedvar. The Isa b'masnisin the gzelos boy mumchin. Listen carefully. Umemela b'nav risha v'chakira. Hainu b'yaretz Yisroel. Aval b'bobel the leka mumchin. Avdinan shlichusayu. Keva the shchichi v'hika chesaron kis. B'duk. According to the Maram, it'll be two different things. It's a bit of a different understanding of what's going on. The Ran, by contrast, says you need both reasons. A hedgehog, you can be done, you know why? Takona shlotino delas bifnei lo. That's why you have the ability to paskin the shayla. But there's still an iser of lifneihem. There's an iser. The two different questions. One is the psak, and one is what we call an iser. As far as the Isra is concerned, and they're treated as mumchim. Can we get the round on the board today? Are we able to get it? We haven't used the board yet. This is decent, but matriach to do it. Got it? Right. Okay, this is obviously they're not the same different machel that I'm looking for. Well, what did I just do over here? What did they can erase this? Can I get this off?
Press settings again.
Oh, thank you. Okay, where's the word v'ika here? Can you search it? Where's the word v'ika, Rabasai? Who can find it? It's base and it's base. I just want to start from the right place. All right, well, so if we can't find it, we'll have to just read more than we would otherwise have read. Can't find the v'ika? Which way is up, which way is down? I'm so confused. Which way is up?
There's no paragraph, it's just smack in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle of Udinu?
Yeah.
Let's go down, who can find it? Still further? Who's going to scanning screens? I'm looking for the word Ve'ika. Yeah, you found it? Yeah? Thank you so much. You got the prize. Thank you. Ika Lameda Ktuva. Oh, you found it. I would never have found it otherwise. Thank you. It says in Gittin, that Peches and Beis, Abai Ashkel, Rav Yosef, Tavim, Asa Gita. You're forced to get. Omele Bo'anan, Had Yotos Anan. Betanya the fnei v'lo fnei kusin, the fnei v'lo fnei adjotos. Amale shlichu sayako avdina. Bidinavi adolos v'alvos. Fret mo yochi gzelos v'chavolos nami. Kadina shlichu sayako b'milsa de shicha. Milsa lo shicha lo avdina shlichu sayako. V'hocha ika tamei tuve. It's many questions. Chodi. The mashma l'chorod the gzelos lo migri b'bav el klal. Shumdavi milsa lo shriach. V'yod. Hosam mashma the time in the hodas havas mishum shlichu sayak lavdinan. V'acham inan tama kadesh lo tinos delos b'fnei lovin. What a Tosfos answer! It's one and the same, right? He's one that we saw in the Maram, but the Ran obviously didn't hold it's one and the same. V'leka lenema the tavayot tzricha. Watch this. The mishum shlo tinos delos avdinan shlichu sayu. Oh, that's what we thought. That's what Tosfos says. Seems to say it's all one thing. No. The vada ki hecha de bedrisha v'chakira lo tzricha natama da din ishtichu sayu afa pi shosan shloga din Torah legamre avkan afa pi shadinu b'munchim in Torah nos tu also chachamim lehedjotos b'shulat hakona v'en tzorah natama shlichu sayu. That's a pretty powerful kash. If drisha v'chakira it's enough to have takona, right? You don't need shlichu sayu, so why should hedjotos be different? Old kosh, hosa mashma the midrash of the fneim lo adjotos binan mumchin v'im kain afilu leman the less the air of pashis ni boy mumchin with the fneim for that I mean the man the less the air of pashis lo binan mumchin. This has an echo in Tosfos too. V'old kosh, keep that's fourth kosh. The rav acha where the rav vika the omen b'doraisa chad kosher mashma afilu hedyot. Umidrasha the lifneim, flow of nei adjotos ifsaluhu. According to the rock, it's not a problem. The last kash, because it's a samach. Right. It's four kashes, five kashes. Vatiru tanochon lekolze. Ever looking inside? The hak sugi the hocha healing in that din atzmo. imu kosher beadyotos imlo. It's in the din itself. V'anachemir of parshas should be ikar adin shamar Torah ad Elohim yavod v'ashneim. Shem mumchin. V'meina mumchin hadin posim et arayis. V'mishum nilas delas hitiru chachamim. It's the word missing, right? Nilas delas should be, right? Hitiru chachamim adin hafilu beadyotos. Why? The hefka bez and hefka. In other words, the din is possible. It's not chal. It's not chal, Rabbosa. It has no effect with the raisa. Rabbana hefka bez and hefka. But also suga be perek amagarish who in the mitzvah cheres shomer Torah shall also live all of the ajotos. Rabbosa, the two separate things. One, the psak is no psak. Two, it's also to appear before them. V'yafa pisha kiblu alein balei adin es dinam kiderach shosu levnei levnei akusim afal pisha kiblu alein balei adin es dinam. Who asked me this question last week? You did? Tell us the basement base. Someone asked me the question. Right? You asked me this question. But that's the case. If you're allowed to appear in front of a yotus, so why can't you appear in front of a guy if both parties agree? And I said no. The Ramban says no. You can't do it. Ramban is first posuk in parshas mishpat. But he wants to know why not. The Ran, it's a logical question. Where am I up to now? V'afal pisha b'shneim hadin eino klum in haTorah afil hachi kadesh liyavol bar koseim shu ilu yirosam o kadesh liyishtamshu v'hadyotos b'kesra mumchim osra Torah shal lov l'fnei hadyotos, even if it's not going to be chal. V'zeo shal osra shal abay al Rav Yosef kolomar afal pisha tikna chachamim shiadin kosher b'hadyotos hadayin isu zevim koma omei ben koach b'chachamim levat al zeo inyin little kisrin shal mumchin. V'chein afal pisha yodea she'isu ya get mol b'takonis chachamim. What that means? How you get around Eishes ish? Afkinu. What it means? What not for now? Mikom makom. Lama lo choshu al isu lefnei v'lo lefnei adyotos. Great kasha. Yeah, great kasha. V'tiu etzlo v'shlichu sayu ko avdino. V'heim shenosnu koach lodun be'adyotos heim atzman mochlu kevodon hazeh. U'v'shlichu son osin mash osin adyotos be'bovel. V'zeo sh'amru midi dehavi aldos v'avos shahadin din u'le'in ha'iser somchen al shlichu son iser aget na'amid kavasayu. Meiridik, Rabosai. Meiridik. He's saying two separate reasons to take care of two separate problems. One, Shlotino Delos, take care of the problem that what they say has no validity, has no effect, because they're not capable by Din Torah to Paskin. Comes along, Shlotino Delos, Hefka Bezen Hefka. But there's another problem that remains in place. What's that? It's prohibited to go to them in the first place. Says the Ran, you know why? You're right. It is prohibited. Only reason why it's not prohibited is why? Shlichu Sayo Ko Avdino. That we in effect we are going to the mumchin, because the mumchin told us these are our designees. Very often, and you'll find pieces of paper filling him or his designee can do such and such and such and such. We are the designees of the mumchin, and therefore there's no issue of the fnei lo fnei adyotos. We are adyotos who are designees of mumchin. There's no pegam in their kisrin shel mumchin. Very ridiculous. He goes. Ah, exhalus of chavos nami. Says shlichu sayah there as well. The hach there said jodas bekissen shal mumchin. Let's do by exhalus as chavos as well. No, only tzorach medava. What's tzorach medava? Shchicha and chesaron kiss. Amazing. Okay, this being the case. Called the Ravaka by the Ravika, holding with the rice of Chad Kosher, even a hedgehog as he understood it. You don't need Shlichu Sayah at all. You don't need Shlichu Sayah. Only by things which you need the rice you need Mumchin. There's another thing of the Adyotas. This is the Shita Nechonim Ramban, Shekosu Tamid of Mishmo, Rabosai. This is what the Ran said. You follow what I'm saying? The Ran has a totally different approach. Of course, the question is a very serious question. We're coming to a little bit more halacha lemaisa. what in fact is the status of Goyim? Is there anybody who might say that Goyim is in fact the same as a Jotos? And maybe, if both parties agree to go, there would not be a violation? No, I'm not saying, it's a good question. Can we say, can we extend the shlichus to a bezin shel nachrim, where the that peches, they tell the goy, beat him up until he gives a get? So what's happening over here? He's in effect doing our shlichus. It's not a formal shlichus. It's just a hitman. But I'm the shliach of the smuchin that lived 1,000 years ago. I'm telling the goy to hit. So he's doing a ma'aseh kof. In the employ, if you will, of the original smuchim, well, I'm the intermediary. But well, that's an interesting concept of shevet mitzvah as it applies here. I think you touched a very, very sensitive chord, and I guess I'll ask the talmidim, because first of all, how far are you in the ramakomah? So you're getting closer to the end. Close. So I have to decide what to do, what the next Ramakama should be on. I'll give you the democracy. And let me know what you want. Two choices. One is to tackle this problem right here and now. Here and now. And the reason to do it now is because you can go through the whole Masechta Sanhedrin and you won't get it. It's probably in Git. So, but we have to talk about it at some point or other. This is the most important topic of the whole year. So if you want, we can plunge into that right now. That's one possibility. Other possibility, we'll go straight. Learn about the next thing is about Pshara, which is more in the Gemara itself on Avav, and push this off for a later time. If you take an initial vote, just not that it's here today, preliminary vote. Who votes to do Pshara? Who votes to do the sugya of Bez and Shal Nochem? Okay, that's it. Nochem wins. So if so the next Ma'am Makomos will be. Well, what can I tell you? It doesn't sound too good. Bit Hashem, maybe it's not today. Now tomorrow, the next day, it'll be Ma'am Makomos and that's sugya, which is all over the place, but primarily in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody should get a Shulchan Aruch by later this week, because when that's all in Shulchan Aruch, Simchat Chavah, primarily, it's Yad HaDishma. Okay.